Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What do people wrongly assume about you? Do any of you have one that comes to mind?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I think people wrongly assume that I might not be friendly if they come talk to me because sometimes I seem, because of my demeanor, sometimes I come off as looking standoffish, but I'm not. Like if somebody says That's hi true. To me, like I think I'm a really friendly person, actually.
Less so now, but it used to, we pulled you aside at one point and said, hey, this is going to feel like we're attacking you, but people have the impression that you don't want to talk to him when we're out because people would say, I don't know, what's Hot Wings' deal? He looks like he doesn't want to talk to us. And we're like, no, he's an introvert who's just not going to be the one going around every person in the room, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And that was when
I tried to work on that, but...
This was probably 20 years ago now. You were shocked by it, right?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I always knew that I wasn't as outgoing as everyone else when it comes to that stuff. But it was more so than I thought it was. Like, I'm like, they really? Like, I'm just there. I'm trying to be friendly.
That is a bummer. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, try to be cognizant of it. But I think that is sometimes the way that I look.
Maitland, what do people wrongly assume stuff about you?
Kind of along the same vein as Hot Wings. The amount of times in high school I heard people say, man, before I met you or when I just see you walking around, I thought you were such a snob.
Really?
And I was like, what made you think that? And they're like, I don't know. You just seemed like you acted like you were better than everybody. And I was like, okay.
That's such a bummer to have. And I've definitely done that to other people where I assume that they're that way.
Yeah, it's funny. I would hear that in high school, too. It was like, at a reunion, they'd say, you were just so intimidating. And I go, I was?
Because I was scared of everybody.
You just had this certain confidence about you. And I go, I did? I go, oh, all right. Well, that's cool, I guess, but not
being
really.
Told that people perceived you as having lots of confidence after you've been slinking from room to room in high school for 3.5 years. Very confusing.
Yeah.
4 years, whatever it is. Kelly, do you have one?
I mean, I think people think I'm stupid, which is frustrating because I'm not. But I come off that way because I speak before I think. And
that's kind of what stupid people do.
I know. I know.
So that's that.
I know.
So that's why it's surprising.
So that's what is stupid about me. But deep down, I'm smarter than I speak. I know I don't look smart, so I ain't even trying to go there.
Deep down, me smart.
I actually think what you're saying is true, but this is the worst way anyone's ever said it.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying.
You are proving them right.
You would be shocked at my grades from high school and college. I was actually pretty good at school. But
the smartest people say I was good at school.
I was pretty good at school.
Pretty good. What's that? We're not eating good in the neighborhood. We're eating pretty good in the neighborhood.
Pretty P-U-R-T-Y.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's pretty good.
But that's fine. I don't really care. I think people base it off of obviously the show because this is where I talk the most. But
probably it's not so much when you're home alone journaling that people make this decision.
Oh no, if you read my journals, you definitely think I was stupid. For sure. Maybe I am actually. I don't know.
Oh, this could be heartbreaking.
Am I having an epiphany? But I think that, and I also think people, because of how much I smoked, still think I do smoke all the time. And even
when it's going to be pretty hard for you to unring that bell.
Yeah, but even when I did smoke, I didn't, or would like eat edibles, I didn't do it as often as people would think I did, because I would talk about, yeah, I do edibles, but then when I would say, yeah, I only do like 5 grams and I'm toast, that it would shock people, especially at live shows. You'd see people shake their heads, and then afterwards, five grand.
People bring you a bucket of weed.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't take this. Like, I don't need all this. Like, it's 100 milligrams Twix bar. And I'm like, I would actually die.
Right.
And so that's always interesting when that happens.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll ever shake that.
I think people perceived you to be a wake and bake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that you're high every day when you do the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not. A lot of times you're on pills.
Nope. Man, I love Xanax. Sure do. See, I'll say that and that'll stick
right
forever.
Oh, Kelly loves Xannies.
Yeah. But I work with you and I thought you were a bigger pothead than you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I really did.
Yeah. And I think it's just because like...
And I thought you were smarter than you are. No.
I mean, wait.
Your breath, though, we always knew. Small. No assumptions there.
You said breath at first. I'm like, you don't even know how breath works.
Breaths are small.
Stupid. You have small breath.
Small breath energy. Steve, does anyone do people wrongly assume things about you?
I don't think people think I'm a nice person.
Do you think that's the show? Because I think people expect that I'm going to be mean to them when I meet them. And not in a joking way.
Yeah.
You know, like those funny jokes where I called Kelly stupid and a pillhead. Why would anyone have that impression?
Breath. Only one of those was a joke.
You decide which one for yourself.
Yeah. Shut up, Junior.
right there.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
Steve, do you think people think you don't like him?
Yeah.
Is it because you do things like say, you know who I don't like? No, why do you think that's the case?
I don't know. I think that, like you said, it's from the show because people hear us, you know, busting each other's balls and making fun of people from news stories and everything, and they just assume that you're going to like I'm going to walk into the grocery store and be like, hey, you're fat. Oh, you're stupid. Look at you.
Look at this old bag. Bet she's dead before she rings up my lettuce.
Yeah, no.
That sounds like fun.
I'm not going to initiate a conversation most times.
This text from Illinois. People often assume the wrong about me. I lack so much confidence. I'm quiet and uncomfortable in crowds or social settings. So I assume no one wants to talk to me, and I stay to myself. Now I'm told people read that as, I'm a bitch, or I'm arrogant. Yeah, I think that happens a lot to introverts.
I think so, too. That definitely happens a lot.
Oh, this one's interesting. People think I'm an a-hole because I often have a straight face. 15 years on a 911 on an ambulance IV, I learned to hide my facial expressions. And that makes sense because you don't want to, you don't want the person putting in your IV while you're in the back of the ambulance making a face like, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
They said, I promise I'm a nice person.
Yeah, that would make sense, though. When you see somebody in that position, you don't want to see them shaken or rattling at all. It's like, straight face, be calm.
Exactly.
People assume the wrong about me every time I walk into Home Depot. They ask me home improvement questions just because I am a big guy with a beard and wear construction boots and cargo shorts or cargo pants. They just assume I work there and know how to do things.
Or even if you don't work there, you would look like you know how to do things. You're dressed like a carpenter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually love it when that happens. That's only happened to me a couple of times, but where I was dressed in just a certain way where somebody has come up and started asking me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to help.
Yeah.
Though I work there.
That
but
happened
I don't.
Literally when I was wearing this exact shirt and I went into Home Depot. It's an orange shirt.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Excuse me, can you tell me where the plumbing fixtures are?
I don't work here, but actually I can.
Have any of you ever been in a store where somebody assumed you were an employee? And then you actually just tried to help them and didn't tell them?
Yeah. That's what I just said. I just did.
Well, that's good.
People pleaser.
I got that. I was reading text.
That happened to me at Walmart.
My bad. That is so frustrating.
That's good.
You guys are like, just take your shirt off and shut up, lady.
Yeah. Don't forget, he'll take his shirt off. Just plump nips and then make a donation.
Why do I hear that part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why can't I block that out?
Why can't I hear the things that are pertinent to this conversation and not the ones that are just mean to me?
Yeah. Is it hurtful when there's silence and then Tommy just bursts out laughing and you know it's at you?
It's probably not great.
Hold on, is that a Tommy fill the silence laugh or?
No, I think he's talking to some mean person on the phone.
Okay.
Some bully. Just kidding. I don't know what he's talking to him about, but. Probably something that's a compliment for everyone. What do people wrongly assume about you? This text, I'm sure related. Well, you are all very condescending. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. No, I think that's true. I think they're right.
Sure, okay, genius.
But I don't think I'm... Boy. I don't think I'm that way off the air most of the time.
Condescending?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With... I mean, it's different, though, like, with us versus the outside world. Because, yeah, I think different. That... Off the air, we are all very much the same with each other
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I don't meet other people and they're like, hey, can I help you? Like, yippee,
yippee. Yeah, stupid pants.
Is it a mockingbird?
Yeah.
That makes me laugh every time. What do people wrongly assume about you? 1-800-947-3979.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.